That was I'm a Freak by Enrique Iglesias. Now, for our next section, it's the newspaper review. Now, me and Isaac have been going crazy on Pluto online to try and find some interesting stories to talk about, and we found two pretty good ones. So, first of all, we have the fact that 53 Degrees is set to close to the public. Now, that's the much-loved student union venue. We've had people from Marina and the Diamonds, we had comedy acts, drama performances, everything's happened there, even club nights. So it's kind of a shock to everyone in Preston that this is actually going to close down now. I don't know how you feel about that.
I do think it's quite a big move. I mean, being a first year, I suppose I've not seen all those kind of acts come to the stage. That said, obviously, I know there's been some good bookings this year, you know, with The Subways, Little Comets, two of my favourites there.
Yes.
So it will definitely be a loss to the uni, I think. But it's just whether or not the Guildhall can maybe pick that up. I mean, I don't know if you've heard, Samantha, but obviously the Guildhall are planning on really stepping up their game, aren't they?
That is the plan, yes. Guildhall are going to try and fill the shoes, but they're big shoes to fill because obviously 53 is on campus. It's right next door to everything. And, well, it's much loved by students, so it's a big shocker, I think, definitely. So I'm not sure if Guildhall will really compare, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I must say. I mean, you've kind of got... I suppose the reason it's closing down and, you know, what was said back in June when Pluto reported this. I should probably point out this is an old article, but, you know, some of you may not have seen it. And, of course, freshers, we know that, you know, you won't have been around then. This was last year. But the story goes that on, I think it was the 6th of June, it was announced that 53 would be closing and that was suggested to be or announced to be because of competition, you know, with Liverpool, Manchester, and it just not getting the ticket sales, you know, despite those big acts coming in, you know.
Many second, third and fourth years, I'm sure you were crying on your keyboards as soon as you read that. But apparently it has struggled as a venue since 2005, which I find hard to believe because the amount of queues I've seen outside that building all the time, I can't understand why it's losing out business, especially with their drinks prices. I think it's a fiver for one cider last time I was there.
But maybe that's just a sign, though. Maybe that's just a sign, you know, the way things have been going.
Inflation on your drinks, yeah. But it will be a shame to see that go, definitely.
I think, though, you know, it's still going to be there. You know, we still will have 53 degrees, but it just looks as though it's going to be more towards society events and freshers, things like that. And it'll be the Guildhall, which is kind of the default for, you know, big live music events. Like, I went over there the other day and they were suggesting getting bands in like the Kaiser Chiefs. So, you know, who knows what might happen.
Good on you, Guildhall. I'll be going down to that one if that happens.